If you've been to a music festival, any large-scale event, or even a major Sydney train station, you've probably noticed makeshift police tents or cubicles for strip searching. However, a new landmark trial may see the end of this. Rhea Meredith was awarded $93,000 for being unlawfully strip searched at the Splendor in the Grass Music Festival in 2018. This comes after Meredith launched her case, becoming the lead plaintiff in a lawsuit involving 3,000 people in 2022. The case marks a landmark change for strip searching. However, many are still asking if police will actually enforce these new practices and if there will be any major changes. On the line, we have one of the case's supervising solicitors, Samantha Lee. Can you give us a quick explanation on the recent strip searching case involving Rhea Meredith?
So this case was filed in the Supreme Court and involved, as the lead plaintiff, a woman called Rhea, who was strip searched at a music festival back in 2018. In summary, she was taken from the line due to a drug dog indication to a makeshift cubicle tent structure. In that structure, she was asked to remove her clothing by a female officer. And while she was naked, a male officer came into the cubicle to hand back her bag. Nothing was found on her, and she was deeply traumatized by the whole experience. So this case represents not just her, but 3,000 other people that have registered for the class action that have also been strip searched by police.
For anyone listening who's wondering, are there any clear, discernible differences between what is legal and illegal strip searching?
Well, we now know from this case is that police cannot strip search you just because a drug dog has indicated. Police also cannot strip search you just because they have suspicion that you have minor drug possession. Also, police can't direct you to move your body parts. And to conduct a strip search, police must meet a very, very high legal threshold and must turn their mind to that threshold and give very good reasons as to why a strip search should be conducted.
Yeah, and on that, what do you think the future is for strip searching? Do you still think it will be common practice at large-scale events like music festivals?
Look, if police were to follow this judgment, then it should knock out the majority of strip searches that are happening on the ground. But that's a big question about whether police are going to adhere to this judgment. Unfortunately, there are some things in the current legislation that still are a concern for us. For example, that you can still strip search a child as young as 10 in New South Wales. And we'd really like to see some of the law amended as well to ensure that there are greater protections.
Yeah, and for anyone listening who thinks they may have experienced illegal strip searching or in the future feel like they have been illegally strip searched, what actions can they take to seek help?
Yeah, so firstly, if they are at a festival or on the street and police want to strip search them, what I advise they do is that they ask the officer to turn on their body-worn video footage and to say to the officer that they do not consent to the search. That's really important. Its search may go ahead anyway. After the search, they should write down what has happened, place, time, location, and what was taken off and what was said, and then seek legal advice as soon as possible.
That's all really important information. Thank you so much, Sam.
That's all right. Thanks, Amy.